views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Wow, everybody. Welcome, 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 welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Mr. Benny.
Hiya, Pat.
How you be?
I be good. Stepping up to being more joyful today. What about you?
I'm slap happy to the joy.
Oh, boy, there's a new one.
That's what I'm doing. Hey, did you hear me talk about the big Samsung announcement?
No.
All right. The big Samsung announcement. Should we hold them to it? Should we hold them to the big Samsung announcement? No more plastic on phones.
Oh, no, I didn't hear about this.
Wrapping plastic.
I see it now, right now, as soon as you said, I had to pull it up to check it out.
Okay, but here's what I thought. So I misunderstood this, and I got a text since I announced it in the last show.
Okay.
All right. I thought they were going to come up with something innovative and get rid of the plastic in their phones.
Uh-huh.
That's what I thought.
Uh-huh.
They're getting rid of the plastic in their packaging.
Correct.
Oh. That's like a no-brainer. That's like a super no-brainer right there.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's There's a lot of phones being, you know, distributed out there. We can cut back a little bit in some areas.
Yeah. My kudos off to them for doing it. Because, honestly, all the plastic that we use to wrap things up, we've certainly learned a lot from that. But that was their big thing. They're going to scrap the plastics in their packaging this year. And so, thank you. And I hope everybody else follows suit. I really hope they do. Because that's what we were talking about in the last show. We're talking about, you know, what it is that we can do innovatively now that we are more aware of how we are operating in the world. But even if you're more aware of that, the question really is, Benny, what do we do so that we might, just might, experience more joy in our lives, regardless of what the situation of life gives us? Now, I think one of the things is that my famous slap happy to the bank statement made many years ago had to do with the show we were doing at the time about money. But what if you might be able to experience that level of joy, that level of perfection inside, regardless of what's going on the outside? All right, so here we are. How about a larger meaning of our life? That's why today we're going to be talking about what does it mean to calm down and feel joy? Three steps to true inner peace, expert tips, advice, all of the above, regardless of what the balance in your bank account may say. But to do that, we have a new book that we're going to be talking with Lou Ann Ludwig about, and that is A Journey Within, because sometimes it is an inside job. Lou Ann, great to have you.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Thank you.
Okay, so look, you know quite a bit about success, right?
I actually do, yes.
Yeah. And my mom used to say to the girls, us girls, I don't think she ever said it to my brother, but there were three girls before there was my brother. And my mom used to say, oh, girls, honey, she was from the South. She said, oh, honey, you know, money can't buy you happiness. And we always thought about that. And you know, as we grew up, we used to think, why did mom talk about money so much? And off we go into life. We've got this life and we've got this success gene now planted inside of us. But inside of that success gene is this counter thinking. X can't buy you happiness. So then the question is, Luann, what can? That's what today's show is about. Welcome.
Very good. Very good. Right? Peace within. That's what we all want.
Yeah. And I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about you for a minute. Here you are, you're writing a book, and this is the latest book I have. But you're writing this book, and yet in your life, you've achieved success. And my experience is with folks that write a book like this after achieving success, you must have bumped into a few personal challenges in your life, right?
Well, you know, before I wrote that book, I was a very successful real estate agent, and I lived a life just embodying stress. I was so stressed out a lot of the time, and I had to learn. Well, I was always interested in metaphysics, and I would read book after book that would give great ideas to bring a little more peace into my life. But you know, as soon as I finished reading the book, and I would say, "Wow, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna try that," but then the dramas in my life would accelerate again. And all of those thoughts would go by the wayside. And I did integrate some things in, of course, but not to the extent that I really wanted. So at one point, I had been writing several stories. And I pulled a group of them out that would be, you know, a great cohesive book to help others. Really, when I was writing the stories initially, though, it was to help myself learn these metaphysical ideas and processes. And what I did was took each story and kind of carried it around until I really integrated it. And there are just easy read, but even if you just take out three, like you were mentioning, you can just change your life tremendously by integrating them in and utilizing them through your everyday life.
Yeah. You know, and part of this is really taking a look at how we do this and how we utilize them. Because don't you think sometimes, and this is my own experience too, you know, on our journey for success in the world or whatever that means, you know, for a part of my life, success was, you know, making sure as a homeless person, I had something to eat. You know, that was a success moment for me. But at other points in times, it may be achieving some very, very lofty goals. But in any event, you know, one of the things I studied when I was in school was that it's not always the result. It's not always the thing you get, but it's how you get there. Can you talk a little bit about the how you get there part of achieving that state of joy?
Absolutely. Well, you know, life is a journey, and the destination isn't the destination. The journey is all there is, really. We think we're walking in one direction, but what we need to be doing is enjoying the path that we're on. That's what we're here for. And there are many points of success along the way, if you want to use that word, that, you know, I might say I'm a success if I'm surrounded by love. You know, that's a huge success. Yeah. There are so many levels of success in our life. To find joy in the day, that's a success. There's so many successes. So as we walk along the path of it in each day, and stay mindful to being in the present moment, to allow the miracles of the universe to drop in front of us and just embellish our life in a most beautiful way, that is a nice, calming, peaceful way to find pieces of success throughout your day.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've often seen and interviewing a lot of people over 15 years and also my own journey is the point where we reach a critical state. And what I mean by that is the point by which something happens in our lives that turn us around. And I want to ask you about that. You know, as you've discovered this and talk about the journey the journey within, you know, have you noticed in this experience that people have a tipping point, that they have, so to speak, a point in their lives where something happens and it alters their state of being for how they're going to be the rest of their life? Have you discovered that?
You know, I absolutely am on board with you on that. There's so many actually elements to that. One of them is that, you know, when you're living your life and you know you need to make changes, you're probably not going to make the changes until you get uncomfortable enough to feel that impetus to make the effort involved to create a huge change. That's one way of looking at one of the aspects of what you're speaking of, for sure. And then another is, for instance, I was thinking about how I led my life, always thinking that there was going to be something I was headed towards, something, you know, real important, to life changing for other people. And I always wondered what that was and sort of kept my antlers up for it. And I would follow one path or another. But I finally came to a point, and I was well immersed in real estate and loving it. And also I have a beautiful family that I love too. And it was always a huge stressful balancing act, but you know, I was carrying it off. But I did in 2007 have a spiritual experience that just rocked my world and shifted my life tremendously, where I began channeling ascended masters, and it was just incredible. I mean, I couldn't believe what was coming through me. It sure wasn't coming from my small little mind, you know, my small little whatever. Anyway, but that led to a lot of changes in my life, really opened me up to just being fascinated with all of that. And through the ups and downs of opening and being scared off and opening some more and being scared off and opening some more, to allowing my spiritual gifts to really blossom and come forth. Gosh, my life has just changed.
Yeah.
Just in exponential ways, in exponential ways.
Yeah. And, you know, that is really, for me, when we come back, I want to talk about that, because each person, I think, that's listening to this, and even those that have not found us yet on the air at Transformation Talk Radio, we each have these moments where we can point to. Sometimes the spiritual experience may be so small that we don't mark it down as such. And then other times it's much different. Regardless of what it is, there's a question mark about what it is that God, the universe, is trying to get our attention about. When we come back, we're going to talk with Luann about that experience and what happens when you hear that inner voice. How do you recognize it? What does it mean? We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, The body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit enterthelightllc.com.
Calling all ladies. Are you struggling with neck, back, shoulder pain, or postural issues? You actually might have a related bra problem. Talk to Maria Monti at the Healthy Bra Company. She is a professional postural therapist who offers custom fitted, custom altered bras in 2,500 size combinations specific to your body type, shape, size, anatomical features, and breast weight. Call Maria today to find out more at 360-815-3205.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Lewin Ludwig is joining me here today. We're talking about a journey within. But a journey within, I mean, why would we be looking at a journey within? And I think Lewin and I were just talking about the fact that, you know, sometimes we have experiences in life and our lives don't, they don't feel like they're the same anymore. You just heard me talk about that with Mark Gober before. And, you know, of course, you've heard me talk about some of my own personal experience. But how can these life shifts bring you to a place of joy, bring you to a place of experiencing what it's like to be in the world when you have said yes to your life path, even when the outside world may be looking at you thinking, wow, what is she up to? Lewin, thank you for joining me here today. How can people find out more about you? And also, let's fast forward to what you're doing in the world now.
Well, thank you. I actually do have a website. It is LuannLudwig.com. That's LuannLudwig.com. And I'm actually doing a lot of mediumship now. Interesting how you segued into that. It was really hard for me to come out after having been such a businesswoman my whole life. And boy, was I ever in the closet when I first started developing these gifts of channeling and being a medium and all of that, because I thought people will just think I'm nuts. No, I didn't even bring my husband into it for the longest time, because I didn't know how that was going to affect my little, sweet little life. But you know what? It's been pretty interesting because it's a help to people to be able to talk to a loved one that you've, you know, maybe somebody passed before you had a chance to say everything you wanted to say or clear up some things. You know, the truth is our loved ones are always around us. And when we think of them, if they have already passed over, when we think of them, they really hug us closer. You can just talk to anyone. But what you know, go ahead, Pat.
No, I mean, I think what you're talking about is what many people really struggle with is a new way of being in the world. You know, a new way to bring in this divine love, divine energy, right? To bring in positive energy, you know, into our own lives. And, you know, for you, I think it's so beautiful to talk about that. And, you know, let's talk about what it is that moved you so beautifully, you know, from a pretty much stressed out life path to an enlightened empath. You know, what was it about that? And I think for me, for you to be taking that journey and then the journey within, it's an enormous step and in some cases a step of courage. What was it like for you?
In many cases, a step and a lot of steps to come even. They've been steps of courage to actually come out and allow people to see me, how I truly am now. Is for me an act of courage because, you know, we go through our life worrying about being judged. Well, that's another thing that I had to learn to let go of. I've got to not be a people pleaser. I have to stop thinking about that I'm going to lead my life wondering and worrying if people are going to like me, for goodness sake. I'm here for to live and blossom and help others and, you know, do what I do. And I need to be able to do that loving myself, not worrying about getting it from the outside and needing accolades from anything around me. Really, it all has to come from within us. And, you know, I have to say that for me, it has been a journey of raising my vibration, which included finding these more peaceful practices to settle myself down, help me live in a more settled and peaceful environment within myself, including intention setting and being mindful, staying in the present moment, doing meditation. You know, there's just a plethora of forgiveness exercises, all kinds of things that really I was guided to write this book to help create a very solid base for me to work from, to allow my true gifts to really blossom forward. And that has been all a part of my journey, including, like I said, changing my diet around where I don't, you know, I drink a little bit of green tea here and there, but I'm off the caffeine, cut way, way back on the sugar. I barely eat sugar at all. And just very healthy superfoods. And, you know, not everyone has to do that, but I know that my connection to channeling, you know, ascended masters and, you know, your grandmother or your father, if they've passed, or whoever, your friend or your Aunt Susie, all of that has to do with me being a clear channel and taking good care of this physical body that I, you know, was blessed with in this lifetime.
You know, here we are, and we're talking about the journey you've gone on, a journey within, and now the gifts and talents. Let's talk about some of the attributes that get us from a day probably that looks like totally stressed out, right? You know what that's like in your previous occupation. Totally stressed out, now setting a different intention for the day, and talking about some of the things you share in your book that helps us regardless of what's going on in the outside world. Let's talk about what you discovered and what the first step might be.
Well, I really think the first step is to live a life of gratitude. That is the easiest way to raise your vibration, to look, everything you look at has beauty in it. So look for the beauty. And then be grateful for the flowers, the twinkle of the light on a leaf that's fluttering in the breeze, a picture of a loved one across the room, you know, any number of things, even the beauty of a lamp on the corner of my desk that has gorgeous curves, and, you know, anything you can look at
find beauty in, find something to be grateful about, and interaction add, all of these things lift us up. And if you take it one step forward, and then, of course, I'm grateful for these things. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful, you know, and live your day that way. You're automatically raising yourself up. The next thing would be setting, like, what how I start my day is with a little gratefulness now. Grant, I do. I'm thankful for my husband. I'm thankful for a secure home to live in, comfortable. It's warm. It, you know, I'm grateful for my family, for my children, my grandchildren. I could go on all day. But what I do in the morning is a short gratefulness rant. And then I set an overall intention for the day before I ever get out of bed. And usually it has something to do with staying in the flow. My intention is to stay in the flow today, to find pieces of joyful upliftment for myself, and that I would see, have many interactions that, you know, bring light and love to my life. Something like that.
Well, we're going to, well, you know, part of this is the beginning steps we take. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does it mean to have positivity in our lives? Yes, that word, positivity, what does that mean? How does it happen? What are some of the tools that Luann is going to share with us today? We're going to want to take notes. Let's take a short break, everyone. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. It's been said that whatever you believe, you are. When you take charge with your positive thoughts and beliefs, you are the creator of your perceptions. You have the power to shift your reality. When you begin to shift your beliefs, the universe will dream a bigger dream for you than you ever imagined. Believe in your dreams, and every part of your world can open up in new and glorious ways, because everything is possible. I'd love for you to join me on Grow Your Soul Radio with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Oh, boy, let's just breathe. Let's just breathe, 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 breathe. Yeah. You know, life is just a box of chocolates. Is that how that goes, Benny? Life is just a box of chocolates.
Life is like Just like a life is like a box of chocolates. That's it. Yeah, I have to remember the movie on how he said it.
But
I have to go watch it again. Thanks.
I have to go watch it again. But the point is, you open it up, you pick the chocolate, and unless it's labeled, you just quite don't know what you're eating. And then sometimes even after you eat it, you don't quite know what you just ate. But today's show is to put a little bit more insight into life. Because sometimes you get to choose the box of chocolates you want to buy. You know, sometimes what you do is you get to say, I like dark chocolate. And once you say that, what are you declaring for yourself? What are you bringing in? Today, as we take this journey, A Journey Within with Luann here, we get to look at the book she's written that talks about how you go from whatever that thing that you're in, whatever that is, whether it's a job, whether it's a relationship, how do you go from there to a place of peace? And Luann, again, how can people find out more about you, get a copy of the book? But also, we're now going to talk about how to flip the switch.
Yes. Well, actually, my book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's A Journey Within, or on my website, luannledwig.com. But, you know, let me tell you some wonderful things in this book. And by the way, it is written in fable, as a fable, actually little short stories, standalone stories that you can go back to refer to in order to reignite these processes in yourself. But these little short stories all go together in one long cohesive story. And I say long, it's not. The book is a fast, simple read, but the long cohesive story has a lot of depth to it and a lot of spiritual wisdom between the lines that you'll gather. It doesn't matter what level metaphysically you're on, you'll enjoy this book and profit from it. But what I want to say is it's put forth in simplistic manner so that we don't let our mind get wrapped around the minutia of details and depth, and instead it cuts right to the point to help us learn these ways of changing up how we're living and integrate them into our life. So what I want to do right now, Dr. Pat, with your permission, is just to talk about a few of these tools or processes that just can make a huge difference in your life.
I would love for you to do that, because that's what 15 years of this show has been about. It's been about helping people that are just like us, that have gone through stress, that have gone through trauma, that have gone through many, many things, create a new pathway for themselves. And that's what your book does, and that's what your story does, Luann. So you know what? You've got our undivided attention.
Well, let's do it. I know earlier I was talking about setting intention, and I do set that overall intention for the day. And I have to admit, now that I'm better at staying mindful, which is being in the present moment and not worrying about what just happened or what's going to happen in the future, but trying to just stay present, you know, I thought I needed to set intentions less, but I was recently shown how helpful it can be to us to set intentions throughout your day. For instance, I mean, in the simplest thing, like if I'm pouring some tea out of a big container into a small container to take on the road with me or what have you, a lot of times, you know, it'll kind of spill out all over the outside of the pitcher and go on the counter. And I mean, you know, or my hand will shake, or you know what I mean? The smallest little shift you can do is to just set a quick intention that it's going to go in smooth and easy. And what that does is it's not directing that tea to go from one thing to another. You're not directing things by setting intentions, because the universe doesn't work that way. What I'm doing instead is changing my focus from, oh my goodness, it might go all over the table, I don't have time for this, to instead say, oh, this is going to be kind of fun and joyful and simple. Do you see how I just changed up my demeanor?
Yeah. Yeah. And, right? And what I love by that is you hit on three things that I want to talk about. You ready?
Yes.
Emotional intelligence, and emotional intelligence. Now, what I want to say about that is only part of the story. The part that you talk about in your book is what I call spiritual intelligence. And what I mean by that is having the knowledge and the wherewithal to know that you can call an energy into your being that's just as beautiful as you just said. And I want to ask you about that, because I could tell you that a large part of my life when I was younger, I was so angry at God or whatever we call it in this, really angry, right?
Right.
You know, like here I am in Catholic boarding school and my mom commits suicide. I am 6 years old. You can imagine what happens, right?
Yep.
But I changed. Right. I've changed. And people right. say, that's because you got older. No, that's not it. Tell us a little bit about the change, though, because what you're talking about with those words you just spoke open up a different energy. And there's science now about that, right?
Yeah, there absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talk about how that changes us immediately.
Well, what, you know, you automatically, by what I described, I changed my vibration away from the fear of the mess to how nice and smooth, how nice it is when it's smooth. So I did a shift in my emotional intelligence level. I shifted over to a whole different vibration, and the tea just goes right where I want it. And you know, there's another thing on that line of shifting. You know, let's say you had a skirmish with someone, and it's under your skin, and you leave you leave the conversation, and maybe you're driving in your car and it's just eating at you, and you're kind of. The fastest way to shift from that is, number one, take a breath. I liked when you said that earlier. Take a breath, do a little breathing, and get a little bit centered. And then say, okay, what is it about this person? Because you know you're going to be dealing with them again to smooth whatever this is out, and you don't want to carry it under your skin. So, and the only one you can deal with is yourself, not another person. So what you do after you take a few breaths is you think, okay, what is it about that person that I really like? What, and you know, when you're really upset about something, it's really hard to find something. But you can always find something. Like even if you're looking at a political situation and some of our political figures that get under our skin right now like crazy, if you can really get yourself centered and say, okay, there's something positive here, let me see if I can find that. So anyway, you're talking about an argument you had with Aunt Susie, though. We'll go back to Aunt Susie.
Yeah. Well,
Aunt Susie's really good with the kids, and I really love it when she, you know, bakes cookies with the nephews and whatever, and that is so sweet. And I love how she is when she's telling a joke, and oh my goodness, you know, as I go, it's going to feed more of those things. All of a sudden, I'll think of more. Her laugh, it's infectious. Oh, she gets everybody in the room laughing. Oh, her eyes sparkle when she does that. One thing leads to another, to another, to another. Pretty soon, I've changed my vibration about how I feel about Aunt Susie, who I was having an argument with moments earlier. Okay. So now I go on to wherever I was running. Let's say I was going to the store. I go on with my life and get back in the moment, blah, blah. But I'm going to tell you that argument that we had, let's say, that we need to get back to and settle. When I walk back in the door, the air is just changed. It's completely changed. I mean, I used to do this. My husband and I almost never fight anymore. But we have, in our 43 years of marriage, we have had arguments, I'll just admit it. But by utilizing this tool, it was remarkable that I could walk back into the room where before I would go through all different
dynamics, now I could walk back into the room just with a whole different feeling. And it would be crazy, Dr. Pat, looking at him and seeing he's changed too, where in the past he would still be defensive and I was defensive as I walked back in. After doing this tool, I was away from it. He's changed too. And I said,
I know. Well, look, I want to make sure everybody hears what you're saying. So let me do this. We have a little, what should we say? A little fuzz in the technology feedback here. So let's take a short break, Benny. When we come back, I've got to hear the rest of this story because we need to be able to know how to take care of the resistance in life that sometimes comes from us. Right, Benny? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, where will you be, how will you feel when you get what you want. This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy, fit body. Whatever you're looking for, create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hey, everybody. Great to be talking with Lou Ann Ludwig today. Her latest book, A Journey Within, her story is amazing, crazy. And what I mean by that is here we are, and we think that we're going along our life path and we're successful at whatever that is we do. And then something changes. The question is, what do we do with that? You know, what do we do with the change? How do we create a new spiritual wisdom in our lives so that in our lessons, in what we now do, we have a different perspective? Lou Ann, again, can you please tell folks how they can find out more about you? Because you're no longer in the real estate business. You're in a real estate business of a different kind.
That's a good way of putting it. Yes. Yes, I'm accessible through my website at louannludwig.com. That's louannludwig.com. And I actually do a lot of mediumship sessions now. And I also do dream analyzing, and that's all available. And I have a lot of just various spiritual blogs that give a lot of tips for life. And those are all on my website, and also access to this book through Amazon. There's a link right there on my website. But kind of getting back to what we were talking about,
You know, it is almost magical when you do something like change your whole state of being by looking at something, the good in someone, before you enter back into the arena and everything just fades to the side when the defensiveness from you falls away. When my defensiveness would fall away and I would walk back into the room, my husband's defensiveness was gone too. And it was almost as if by accident. Or not accident, by magic. And so that is a beautiful thing, beautiful tool to put in your repertoire.
Mm-hmm. The thing that I love about this is we have within us credible ability. And that ability is to do exactly what you've just said. You know, I had somebody say to me a while ago, that we have control. And this is decades ago. Somebody talked to me about what we actually have control about. And one of the things was, as she was telling me, this brilliant discovery that would change the very landscape of my life, she handed me a book. And the book she handed me was a book by a gentleman named Viktor Frankl. And when she handed me this book by this gentleman, Viktor Frankl, it wasn't a book that I heard about. You know, it wasn't a book that, I don't know, everybody was reading because it was I'm Okay, You're Okay. That was the book that was out, I think, back then. It was a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And I thought, this is too deep for me. But when I read the book and started to read it, it wasn't about what I was about to learn. It was about a man who was in one of the most horrific scenarios imaginable in life, in the concentration camps. And I think that's what got my attention, but not for a while. And what you're talking about today, in literally breaking down some of the things he wrote from his experience, is you're sharing with the world how this powerful, powerful thing is not just available to us, but instantaneously available. Why is it so hard for us to use it, Luann?
I think that it's getting easier and easier. There's more and more people tapping into this way of thinking and realizing that all we need to do is go within and touch that God self part of us that is attached to the universe, all that is. It's really the secret to finding complete peace within, is to realize that the whole universe lives inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
In certain aspects, you know, we each are a part of the whole. There, it's a deep subject, but the truth of it is so resonant. Getting centered, finding that connection to your God self within changes your life in profound ways.
Mm-hmm. And it changes it in a way that makes it so readily available to us. I want to get to, the hour goes really quickly. I want to get to one thing very specific in the book. And that is, I want to talk about God-centered thinking. A lot of people think about, when you say the word God, everybody has their own meaning of it. I learned a term that changed my life, bunch of decades ago. And that term was the God of my understanding, meaning we get to decide what that is for each of us. But when you talk about God-centered thinking in the book, you know, you're really talking about an energy of being, an energy of setting and seeing that energy in everyone and everything. Tell us about your discovery for that and how that's pivotal in terms of your message to the world.
That is a critical change that I went through. Instead of standing separate from everyone, thinking that everything, you know, everything was happening to me instead of for me, that I needed to do everything myself, all of those types of things, and that everything needed to be perfect and blah, 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 and on, when the truth is we are each a piece of the whole, and we are each here imbued with various gifts and talents that we came into our life with, each in a bit of a different flavor, and that is on purpose. That was heavenly inspired, if you use the term heavenly. I agree with you. It's God. It's all that is. It's energy. It's however you want to look at that. But the truth is we are each here to expand upon our own talents and gifts to enhance the growth and the expansion of the universe. And that creates a more joy-filled environment for everyone. If we can learn to walk through looking at each person as though they have their own gifts and they're here to contribute just as we are, you know, it's a more accepting way to live. It brings a peace and calm to us. And, you know, as I walk through my life with more peace and calm within me, it spreads around to people that I see and talk to. It's lovely the way that works. And it's happening. It's just spreading exponentially between all of us. Wouldn't you say, yeah. Dr. Pat?
No, it is. And I, you know, at some point in time in my life, I felt seriously obligated to do what I'm doing today and to make sure that there is a positive message in the world. Now, I didn't know that I would be here 15 years later with a positive talk radio network on the verge of launching its God Talk channel. I didn't know that. I knew something was meant to do. But when I go into my affirmations or my meditation every day, I ask, what is mine to do today? And the answer that I've been getting for the past 10 years is more. That's my question to you. When you ask that question, what is mine to do today? What answer do you get? And thank you for the show today.
Thank you. I would say right now, mine is to stay in the flow and do what presents. And I'm noticing that the universe is putting magnificent opportunities in front of me, including all the mediumship and helping so many people and doing dream analysis, but also doing other types of readings and just talking to people one-on-one and lifting their lives and helping them drop off the shackles that hold them back. It's beautiful.
Mm. Wow. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with? And please give out your website again.
My personal message is that we would all step out and blossom within ourselves out into the world to allow the expansion that we came here to participate in and to enjoy our life in that manner, to exponentially create a more positive world for everyone. My website is www.luannludwig.com. That's LuannLudwig.com. Thank you so much, Pat.
Wow, it's awesome. You ought to think about doing a radio show. That'll get the message out there. Luann Ludwig, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Don't forget, another hour coming right up on Transformation Talk Radio, everybody. We'll see you next time.
preceding audio was via a Skype call.